1898. Northern Star Mills offers natural and organic soil amendments and fertilizers, as well as natural and holistic pet supplies. Northern Star Mills is located downtown Chico, across from the Bidwell Mansion. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm ready. Y'all ready?
Let's do this.
All right. Well, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, talking about practice starts now.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. The world's greatest sports talk radio show. Welcome. I'm your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We got our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take this money with you, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
Can we do that again?
Let's go, baby.
All right.
And that was a little seductive.
Jeez. They said do it again, so I do.
I appreciate it.
You can't do it
it
the same way twice.
Yeah, no, I understand.
That was a one-time moment.
Well, there you go. Done.
And, of course, our producer extraordinaire, the Mac Daddy himself, the bathroom bandit, the Jew for Jesus, Stepman Brett.
Yeah!
All right.
We're back.
Yeah. 5:30.
Regular time. It feels nice, huh?
It feels all right.
More comfortable.
What it should be.
That's right.
Let's not do that again. All right.
I mean, it was all right. We did it for a time, but yeah.
I mean,
5:30 is our time.
Yeah, 5:30 is our time. It's where we're home, where we're comfortable.
Yeah. Well, it feels good to be back. Appreciate y'all joining us. We got a lot to get into today. Just want to say, if you want to check us out behind the scenes, go ahead and jump on over to Instagram. Follow us, TBP Not a Game. TBP Not a Game. Follow us, we'll follow you back.
We can't promise you that you won't see nudity.
We can't promise you that you won't.
Are you going to do the show?
I don't know. I'm just simply saying, we can't promise anything.
That's fair.
So we can't promise you you won't see it. We can't promise you that you will see it. Maybe it's just, you can't promise you will see nudity.
Okay.
That's probably a better one
because I don't want to see
that. But either way.
Yeah, I was like, did TBP start an OnlyFans?
If so, where's my money from that?
None yet right now.
You got to put in work.
Got to work it, you know? Yeah. All right.
Let me go get my cowboy hat. I'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
$20 to wash, $30 to touch it, okay? You know the drill.
$30 to touch? Wow, that's cheap. That is cheap.
I'm going back to my boogie night days and what his numbers were. Maybe I should adjust for inflation.
Yeah, now. I was going to say, yeah, inflation really. Yeah.
All right.
So 50? Yeah. Sounds about right. 50 seems reasonable. Yeah. 50 to 100. I think that's nice, easy round numbers.
Not more of a 70 rat, 75 for this cowboy. Yippee-ki-yay.
All right. Let's go.
All right. Let's talk some hoops, shall we?
Really? We're talking hoops?
What would you like to start off with?
I don't know, man. My boys had a great series. My Dodgers had a great series down in Atlanta.
All right, I'm just saying,
it was a nice little fun time. I had a fun weekend.
Yeah,
it felt nice. I mean,
two out of three, right?
Two out of three Dodgers went down to Georgia. Apparently, that's where the devil lives, you know. And they did their part. Atlanta, your reigning World Series champions. Freddie Freeman's heart belongs there. Apparently, guy must have. The whales could have survived with the amount of tears that he shed.
He was balling out there.
I mean, it was, like I said, the guy, very emotional. I can understand for his part being a very emotional situation because he very much was an Atlanta Brave. He was that town. That town really loved him. And the way that he kind of went about when he left it, I think it was like that sour taste, you know? Like the It's like when you break up with your girlfriend and she does something really bad to you, but your family still loves you, and like the family had nothing to do with it, and you see the family out there, and you're just like, man.
Hey.
I miss the family, dude, but the family was great. I do not miss her.
No, she was terrible. You know, behind the scenes, she was with other people before I was even gone, you know? Horrendous.
Do you want to talk about it? Or
I'm just saying that the Braves. The Braves are traded for Matt Olson before they even cut deals with Freeman.
Yeah. No, that is true.
So, it was shady the way they handled it. But again, it wasn't the fans doing. It wasn't, you know. And the fans showed their appreciation for the man, so the guy let it out.
He came up with the Braves, right?
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been his entire,
homegrown.
Yeah, he's 10 seasons, 12 seasons he's been in the league so far with the Braves. Yeah. So that's a little emotional, no doubt.
Of course, dude.
But it was nice to take 2 or 3 for them because, you know, tomahawk on these right here, you know? Just saying, all right?
Well, your Dodgers are killing it. They're plus 124, I want to say, in run differential this season. They're number one in the NL West, followed by the Padres. Giants still hanging in there third. They're a half game out of the wild card, but it's still very, very early. Yankees on pace to have the winningest season of all time.
Now, I don't know if baseball fans out there are probably watching this Yankees-Astros series because they put on a show. If you're out there, they put on a show. You saw a combined no-hit effort from the Astros in the second game of the season. Third game of the series. It's a 4-game set they played. They lost the first one in devastating fashion and walk off. Aaron Judge is killing it this year.
Yeah,
he's murking the ball. This dude is earning that money and then some, trying to set himself up for a nice payday coming up. Depends on who it's going to be. He's still out there. Giants fans, this could be you guys kind of need him.
We're not going to pay him though, dude. He's going to
he's old and fragile.
Yeah, he's what, 30 years old now?
30 years old. And the guy
is Aaron Judge that old?
He's that old. And he's had a series of injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This kept him out
pretty much his first full season that he's played, right?
Knock on wood.
And why would you
even halfway through.
Yeah. Why would you bring a hitter into a pitcher's ballpark and pay him that much money?
It's Aaron Judge.
I understand it's Aaron Judge, but it's not a hitter's ballpark.
Well, the
ballpark.
Giants never do these long-term contracts with these mega superstars.
Except for Barry Zito.
That was the one time that they learned their lesson. They got a World Series from him, but that's about it.
I will say, you guys are missing a star, though.
Yes.
You guys need a star.
Or the guy.
You guys don't have the guy. Jock Peterson is nice. He's a complimentary piece.
Yes. He's not the star.
Yes. And you guys are lacking that right now. And now, is Judge the guy? He's out there.
No. I don't think so.
They spoke him right now. The jury has come out.
I just don't think it's going to happen. I mean, Barry Zito was the last major contract we handed out like that. Aside from that, when it's usually like a 1-year rental kind of deal, just like Chris Bryant last year, where they'll pay someone big money who is an all-star, has that star quality, but it's rare that they'll bring him in long-term, so I just don't see that.
Not to mention, I feel like with the season that he's having right now in New York is the Yankee fans in particular are going to scream for them to sign him.
They're
going to have to pay him buku bucks, which we're all fine with because that screws the Yankees over.
Yeah, Cashman's going to be like, how much you want, bro?
Yeah, and Yankee fans will be like, he deserves it all. And then he'll, you know, 2 years later, he'll be on the IL, the 60-day IL, and they'll be like, why?
Yeah.
And we'll be like,
not worth it.
I feel you on that.
Yeah, so
I wouldn't want him.
I mean, it'll be cool because he is from he's from Stockton area. So, you know, he grew up liking the Giants and he went to Fresno State. He's a Cali guy. So that's the only way I could see him coming this way. But like we've been saying, it's just money.
At this point in time, it seems like you'd only get him if you traded for him then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the rest of the season.
Most likely. And I just don't see the Yankees doing that. So.
And it's the only really bad.
It would have to be a lot of minor league players coming their way to make that decision, but they see a ring in their future. So,
well, the Yankees always have rings in their future, which is annoying.
If we get Yankees Dodgers in the World Series, though, that is going to be insane. As far as like the viewers, the interest in it, I think you want to bring baseball back. Put those two teams in the World Series.
Oh yeah, Rob Manfred would be creaming his pants if that was
absolutely
the case, right?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. And I mean, I think the rest of the nation, it would bring back that love affair to a certain degree because it is that nostalgic feeling.
At that point, who do the Giants root for?
Oh, Yankees.
Just want to make sure.
As much as you hate them, I would never. There's nobody else.
Yeah, you choose the Yankees over the Giants too. Okay.
I would never want to see the Yankees.
I don't want to see them get the 27th.
No, 27 is over there?
27th.
Well, they got 27 already. They
no, there's 26.
Yeah, yeah, I was
no,
going to say
27. They got 27 and 09. Right.
Yeah, they do. They
yeah, they're 27.
My bad.
Yeah. So yeah, they're looking. Thinking, I would never want them to get 28. That's just awful. Like that. Obviously, so one knows. It just everyone knows. Yankee fans are just you hate hearing that from them. But I would still have them over you.
Yeah, it's
yeah. And I would expect the same from you guys.
Yeah, it's common sense.
Yeah. I mean, now granted, as a Dodger fan, we hate the Yankees.
Yeah.
Like, we have lost to them more than anybody else. We have been to countless World Series and countlessly have lost to the Yankees. So it sucks seeing them win. But again, I don't know. That actually would be kind of tough now that I think about it. The more you think about it, because like nuclear bomb go off in the middle of it all, okay? That's what I'd say, okay? We don't have a World Series champion that year. Hey. It's over. But yeah, that would be tough.
Well, the last time you guys played them, you were in Brooklyn in 1941. And oh, wait.
Didn't we beat them in 81?
No, I take that back. Yeah, we beat them in 81. I went the wrong way here.
Too far
we beat them in 81.
Too, way too far back.
So 81 was the last time we beat them in 81.
All right, great.
78.
We lost to them in 78.
Yeah, you didn't play them in 81.
All right, this is great. Yeah. Super interesting stuff all the way around. The MLB season it has had its fair share of injuries this year. To some of its superstars, Manny Machado's out, Bryce Harper's out, Ron Acuna Jr. is out.
Again.
Is he out again?
Yeah.
Foul ball to his foot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's going to put any pressure. It happened on Saturday, I believe.
Speaking of foul balls, so Bryce Harper said he'd rather take 98 to the face than 97 to the hands.
Because he feels like he wouldn't be able to, his face wouldn't hurt as much, and he could play, continue to play.
He said that? That's sad.
Yeah, it was the dumbest statement.
Well, Bryce Harper took 90-whatever to the face and came back not that long after taking that to the face.
Yeah, but
you take you break your hand, you're
done.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I mean, not done for the season, but you're done for a while.
Yeah,
it's going to take you a while to come back and figure out your swing, getting that grip back.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see what they're saying, just because like, you need to be able to grip the bat.
But now, if somebody wants to throw at him because of something happening, they're going to throw at his face because he said that. It's going to be interesting to see how pitchers handle him now.
I mean, just throw at the waist, throw at the ass.
I would say.
You know? Like, that should be your go-to target.
That should be your go-to,
the
but...
Back. Yeah, you're right.
Speaking of getting hit in the ass, you guys see that...
the brawl?
Brawl.
The first
finally.
One.
Yeah. That was a legitimate one.
Yeah. That was a really good
Angels Mariners put on a show for us
indeed.
Out there. About time. People were actually swinging. I appreciated that right there.
I appreciate when people actually throw punches.
If you're
going to
do
fight.
It, you're going to do
well,
it. Don't go out there if you're not. You know?
Yeah, the game before the Mariners threw at Trout's head.
They did.
So they're like, okay, next game it's on. First pitch of the game, he gets nailed in the back, and it was on from then.
It wasn't that, actually. So this context behind it. The Angels swapped out their starter for a replacement. What were they calling him? He was literally just a reliever just to go in there for an inning or two.
Okay.
He was just the guy to literally hit the guy he saw.
Oh.
So he literally went in the first inning, tried to throw at Julio Rodriguez, missed him. And so, he came back the next inning, I believe. So this happened in the second inning, if I'm mistaken. And then he hit Jesse Winker.
So it was a scheduled throw out.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So it was all intent behind it right now. So the Angels literally put a guy out there just to throw at their guy. And they tried to throw out Julio Rodriguez, but he missed him.
Oh, man, I didn't know.
And then he ended up throwing at Jesse Winker, and he got hit plunked in the ass.
That's even better.
Yeah, so the story is very juicy, you know. And it gets better. Because it just the action behind it was fantastic, and I got to commend those two teams for putting on a show. And then you see some great extracurriculars from the Angels dugout in I believe it was Iglesias. He had a thing against I think the seeds,
sunflower seeds,
sunflower seeds on the field.
After everything was
it was all quelled down. I think because he got thrown out and he was mad that he was like, "Yo, I didn't do anything."
And shout out to Anthony Rendon with the one cast on
went in there first.
With his left, bro. I'm
went
like,
in there first. Yeah,
up,
he gave
dude?
the first touch.
That
yeah.
is having your boys back right there.
So
100.
Yeah, appreciate that. And if you're looking for like a moral arbiter on this stuff, it's not us. We love seeing fights in sports.
Yeah, please.
I'd prefer to see more fights in sports. Yeah. I'm tired of the NBA always getting the hold me back treatment. I'd like dudes to just square up, get one game, and go right back to playing.
Hockey has it right.
Yes.
The way they handle it, it's perfect. It's beautiful. It polices the game itself because it prevents guys from like, okay, all right, I'm actually going to get decked if I go out there right now. Oh, I can't be talking fighting. I can't be talking if I can't back it up.
Yeah, Five for Fighting. I like it.
So I am... is that really how they got their name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't realize that was how they got their name? Five for Fighting.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if
you guys know this?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Wow. All right.
If you're wondering,
I thought it was pretty obvious too.
I kind of want to take away Drew's black card for knowing that. Yeah, that hurts a little bit.
I'm sorry.
I guess that's true. You do love hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you do, yeah. Okay, I take it back.
If you're wondering why we're not talking hockey because the Stanley Cup just concluded, we're going to get to that with our foreign correspondent in
a little bit.
We will. So just sit back, relax. We got you. It's just not yet. Let's talk a little bit of hoops in the off season. This is the summertime, guys. So just remember,
we're going off the rails.
A little bit slow.
I can imagine we're going to be pulling some bits out. We're going to probably be pulling from the basket.
Yeah.
That we need to entertain you fine folks.
Yeah.
And entertain us too, because when we do it, I think they're all fun and games.
Yeah, no, we'll get back to the shenanigans here in the next couple weeks, because it's going to get even slower. During the baseball All-Star game, that show is always like, all right, let's not talk any sports today unless someone gets traded in the NBA that matters.
Pretty much, yeah.
That show is always like, all right, let's talk what's going on in the world of pop culture
pretty
and
much.
Politics. You
there
know?
We go. Yeah, yeah, we dive into it then. Yeah. You know, we really
look forward to that coming next month where we talk about absolutely nothing for an entire hour. Let's talk a little NBA offseason. Much ado about nothing when it comes to Kyrie possibly rejoining LeBron and going to the Lakers. Kyrie ended up signing his $37 million opt-in player option. Duh! That man just lost $15 million because he didn't want to take a shot in New York. And so, of course, he was signing this option. Mm-hmm. It was the most obvious thing in the world. I saw all the reports. I was like, okay, this could be fun to talk about, but
nothing's going to happen.
Ultimately, he's going to sign that $37 million option.
The moment I saw some reports saying that he would possibly take like $15 million or $5 million or something, the mid-level minimum to play there, I was like, oh, that ain't happening.
Yeah. Zero chance.
Zero chance of that. Like, I get a Kyrie. Like, you might, that was a nice chance, but. Money, all right.
Cash
that talks.
Money, yes.
Yeah, that talks
every time,
and everything else walks.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't. You just can't pass up that type of money.
No.
I mean, that's just it's stupid, you know.
And I mean, how badly does he want to go play with LeBron?
True.
Not
or with the Lakers in general.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know? No fair. One does. I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's a weird environment there. Because honestly, you're just kind of waiting for LeBron to head out to pasture, essentially. And it's like, unless he wants to go someplace else.
Yeah.
Which that's what I'm hoping for. Just
like,
be gone.
Is that when you'll be Lakers?
Then I'll be like, all right, I'm more about this team.
Gotcha.
Until then, it's just like, eh.
Yeah.
Oh, they won the championship? Right on. Good deal.
We got AD. I don't know that him, a healthy AD, and Kyrie are necessarily enough to win a championship. I think there would have been a problem.
I think the West is too tough. Like, not just the Warriors, but just everyone in that West.
But imagine a healthy Kyrie that plays every game. That's never...
Yeah, exactly. There you go. There you go. He has to play.
That's a figment of our imagination, too. Okay, that's a unicorn. Those are both...
Just a boy that's streaming right now, right?
I would even say that the Grizzlies would take them on in a series, the Lakers. Even if the AD was healthy and Kyrie was playing every single game. I just don't think...
No, they would take them. But once you get to, like, a legitimate opponent, especially that comes from the East, that's just, yeah. They don't I can just see that chemistry not working at all.
Yeah.
I see it being a very...
toxic relationship between all
of them. It's like trying to get back into the relationship with that one chick that's like, it was not working out, but she was a lot of fun, but it was not working out.
You were cool.
Like,
but
no, but like, I mean, it was fun, but like, definitely bad. Yeah. Like,
well,
I'm
why
not-
would you sign up to take on Kyrie? I mean, think about it. These players, yeah, they're employees technically, but they're kind of partners in a sense.
And at this day and age, yes. More so than ever.
Is it a good move as a franchise to add one of your partners as a dude who you can't necessarily rely on? Well, and beyond the shot thing, beyond getting the vaccination, remember, Kyrie, the season before, just took time off without telling anyone why. He just left. He just left the team. No one even really knew where he was. Is that the kind of employee? Is that the kind of partner you want? I would say no.
Especially this day and age when it's so easy to say something like, yo, man, I just got to focus on my mental health for a little bit. And you're like, oh, yeah, go
it's
for it.
It's a catch-all.
Yeah, boom, we're good. We got you.
It's
we
a catch-all,
But when you don't even have like that wherewithal to tell someone just simple courtesy of like, hey, I need some time.
He just left the franchise. Yeah,
the idea of him sounded nice, but ultimately I was like, this is not going to work out. It doesn't sound fun at all. And both of those guys, it just seems like a headache. I don't want him to become the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, that would be the bane of my existence, I feel. Yeah. I feel like if he joined, I'd be like, I really would be more off because I'd be like, are we Cleveland now? Like that, I think that's the worst. We would just be Cleveland 2.0. Or 4.0, whatever it would be at this point in time, their relationship going back and forth. I don't want to be that. So, no, please, keep Kyrie away. Thank goodness he stayed in Brooklyn. Have fun with number 7. At Dingleberry.
Number 7. That is like that you just called out his number.
Well, that's what Kyrie said in his message, I believe. It was like, you don't think I'm going to leave number 7 behind? Mm. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Kevin Durant at Dingleberry.
That one.
Yes.
The East is going to be tough for them, even with Ben Simmons back. I don't think any of us believe in Ben Simmons in the postseason. They still have to go through Boston, Milwaukee, Miami. All those teams are still out there lurking around. So we'll see. It was exciting at least for half a day to think maybe the Nets are going to be shaken up, and all the reports that came out about every 30 minutes about Kyrie might be leaving. If he does, KD's going to weigh his options. They're looking for this type of package. And then it was like, yeah, never mind. Kyrie wants to get paid.
It's just all these NBA reporters are so bored right now. They're all feasting on one carcass and trying to decide.
Yeah, take a vacation.
Yeah, they're all just like, all right, break. Take some time. We don't need
just
to hear
from
you guys.
Just take a little break. Free agency starts, what, next Monday or Tuesday? I think Monday. To just take a break. Take a week off. Just relax a little bit. It's okay.
Put them Twitter fingers to rest.
Yeah, it's okay. Right. It's okay. Just go lay down.
Twiddle them for a while.
So I just wanted to talk briefly here. Media is changing all around us, and in particular when it relates to what we talk about, sports media has certainly changed. And one thing that we've heard a lot of over the last few years is it getting personal between media members and players. And then players are saying, I no longer need you. With the advent of social media, I don't need the media to tell my story. I don't even necessarily need writers to write about me. I can tell my own story. I can control my own narrative. I have a Twitter. I have an Instagram. I have TikTok, whatever it may be. I can tell my own truths, and I no longer need the media to shape it. And the media has really taken to calling out these players. In my opinion, as a desperate attempt to get more attention. More attention equals more dollars in the media business. And so Skip Bayless doubles down on calling Russell Westbrook Westbrook. After Westbrook came out last season and said, you know, stop calling me that, da 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 da, like, I have family, all these kind of things, which was kind of a soft move on Westbrook's part. I understand him being annoyed by it, but he wasn't playing very good, and this is what the media does. And so he called out Skip Bayless this past week, said, you wouldn't say that to my face, and Skip Bayless did the obvious move of saying, why don't you come on my show and I'll call you the most underrated player and the most overrated player in the NBA to your face. To which I haven't seen.
God, I love Skip Bayless.
Do you?
I mean, I hate him. Okay. But like, I love
that
he
puts his money where his mouth is.
And he maintains true to what he is. Like, no matter what, Skip's going to skip, you know? And like, that's just like,
Skip's gonna skip.
I hate the guy as much as it is. I think everything he says is just, again, I feel like he's just a caricature. Caricature. I'm saying it right?
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you. Of what we, you know, of the most outlandish sports figure out there, sports media figure out there, you know?
Hmm.
And he plays the part very well because he gets everyone so annoyed.
Yeah.
Again, he's got Russell Westbrook bringing his family into it because, like, oh, they're making me feel uncomfortable. Again, a soft move on his behalf, but you just got to take him when you're in this position. And again, when you're playing as badly as he was.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do in this world right now. But in Skip plays, and he still continues to prod, keep going at it. He doesn't back down. He's like, okay, fine, I'm going to stop. If you stopped, he wouldn't be Skip Bayless anymore.
Exactly.
No.
And that's what I got to say. Like, I got to love the guy for it. Dude, yeah. Like, I hate him. He is annoying beyond belief, and I think that he is the worst of it all. But that, you know, it worked. You know, if he gets him on the show, even better.
Yeah.
That would be amazing to see. That would be must-see TV.
Oh, yeah.
It would be. It would be.
Well, sports media is obviously drastically changing in all sorts of ways. Players now have their own podcasts. And I just wanted to play this clip from Draymond Green talking about Kendrick Perkins. Well, let's just hear it real quick.
It's not that. That's not what wins you the NBA Finals. It is the smallest edge that wins someone the NBA Finals. And because all these dumb talking heads never done it, they don't understand it. Even the one that has done it don't act like he's done it because he's an idiot and a moron and wasn't really that good of a player. And so I'm talking about Kendrick Perkins, by the way.
So there you have it.
Eloquently put, couldn't agree more.
Idiot and a moron.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is Kendrick Perkins on ESPN?
Well, the same reason why. Well, he's trying to be a Skip Bayless, but he ain't.
They're just saying there's got to be somebody more talented that could actually say Moses Moody on the first try.
Kendrick Perkins on.
Like, you know, someone who, and again, who has a way better resume than him, too. Yeah. Like, what is his resume, Kendrick Perkins? I was the big guy on the big three.
Yeah.
I wasn't even one of those big three. I just happened to be there. I filled the void for them.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
I got notoriously dunked on by Griffin.
By everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Blake Griffin in particular, but everyone, yes.
Yeah, let's get to that clip if we could real quick. Hold on.
Because it is, and I will say on your behalf, I...
Moses Moody.
Moses
Moody. Like, calm down, bro. Like, really?
That was beautiful.
I mean, that is absolutely entertainment right there. Yeah. That is fantastic. Yeah. Thank you for that moment in time, Kendrick Perkins. But again, we deserve better than that. And there's got to be somebody out there, I know, who has a better resume than him. And I... Draymond Green, obviously, he is that guy. He's going to be that guy.
Yeah, Draymond will be the next Charles Barkley. As soon as Charles Barkley has already said, I think he only has two more years on his TNT contract. Then he said he doesn't want to die on TV. That he wants.
Really?
That's beautiful right there.
Yeah, he said he wants to get out of there and enjoy his life and fish and golf. And
no one has more self-awareness, I feel, than Charles Barkley.
I love Chuck. TNT show is, in my opinion, by far the best studio show covering any sport that we've ever had in this country.
I would agree with that,
Their chemistry is undeniable. The fact that they're just saying whatever they feel and they don't back down from it, I appreciate. And yeah, sometimes it's old heads just hating on this younger generation, but it's entertaining. And you could tell they have real chemistry behind the scenes. It's not forced. You could tell those guys all have a lot of respect for each other. And so I think Draymond is going to do a great job filling that role. He's already has a very popular podcast, and he's already a big talker. As we found out, all the Warriors seem to be after they win a championship because, man, the petty was flying, and I loved every moment of it. They kept their receipts for everybody. Steph talking about how no one gave him a chance and doing the zero thing, imitating Kendrick Perkins and Dominique Foxworth. Klay Thompson calling Jaren Jackson a bum, saying he ain't ever been there, bruh, saying he had the Twitter fingers. I loved every moment of the petty.
If the Warriors don't take this as like a great marketing piece for this next season, like t-shirts, every flags, everything, like we petty, like they're missing out on so much money on this season, this upcoming season. And I will buy one of those we petty shirts if I see it.
I already started making one myself, so I'll show you designs.
Oh, sweet. I want it.
It's going to be great.
Cool.
I love it. I love the petty. I love that these dudes, I think it's obvious what they're doing, like a Skip Bayless. And I love it. I think it's hilarious. Real quick, the NBA draft happened. I don't want to get too far into it. Mm-hmm. Whatever the Kings did, I don't even remember who they picked, but we all know it was obviously the wrong move.
There's three top guys in the draft.
Yeah.
They had the third pick, did they not?
No, they had the fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure that third guy that was the top one fell to them, and they still didn't take him.
Well, of course not. Yeah. Why would they?
That would be dumb Kings basketball.
They took Marvin Bagley over Luka Doncic.
Brilliant.
And Trae Young.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't even remember who they got over Steph Curry. They got someone before Klay Thompson. I can't remember all the moves, but they basically had the Warriors.
The Warriors on
them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They could have.
Right
they
in front of them.
Yeah. Yes.
So they had the fourth pick, the Kings did. They got Keegan Murray out of Iowa. I'm guessing you're talking about Jaden Ivey from Purdue.
Yeah.
I was actually expecting them to pick up Jaden Ivey, but also it's the Kings. They're
why
not gonna
make
the
would
right.
they Wait, do Ivey something smart?
Yeah, exactly.
The Kings went,
The Kings went fourth. They did not pick Jaden Ivey, which is probably one of the dumbest decisions of this draft. But, you know, it's the Kings. We've already had an episode of this.
Kings basketball
yes.
right there. That's smart Kings basketball.
They saved a kid's career right there.
They did. Yeah. Like, you know
they
what?
Really did.
Good looking out.
You're a good kid. You're not.
You
not
know,
gonna
you,
ruin
you
your
don't
life.
Belong
you
here.
You could be great.
Go
someplace else.
Shout out to Darren because yeah. he's a hardcore Kings fan.
Yeah, I am sorry, Darren. Yes.
I feel
yes.
for him. Oh, I man. Feel for him. It's tough out there.
I thought it was kind of cool they had the OKC had two guys they drafted in the first round named Jalen Williams spelled differently.
Oh.
Yeah, the 12th and the 34th pick. And they did the whole Spider-Man little thing as their intro to the team.
Is Chet Holmgren annoying anyone else?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will say, though, that jacket he had on, that was pretty fire.
It was fire,
but
no
yes,
doubt.
I do.
He is annoying.
Yeah, he's got a slapable face.
Yeah.
Well, it's also the kids nowadays being like the number one guy coming into college and then going into the draft. They're getting so much more media time than they were before.
Yeah.
So I think they're getting a lot bigger of an ego that they were being looked at back when they were a sophomore.
Not to mention, every single time the guy jumps, I just am so scared he's going to snap.
Oh.
And like, I just don't want to watch that.
It's like a twig.
He
but
needs
I do want to.
So much
like,
more
I
muscle.
I want to watch it, but I don't because it's going to scare the living daylights out of me. But it's
going to
happen.
I would love to see him and Zion, like him going up for a dunk, Zion comes up to block him, just snap him in half. Him, yeah. Because
then he would just be disintegrated.
Yes.
Just, like poof into, you know, into dust.
Dude, he's what, like 7 foot? Like 2 ton?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's insane. It's unreal.
I don't know. He's just annoying me. I'm tired of hearing him talk.
Just his voice. His voice in general. He's like, man.
I don't know what's up with these rookies. He said he would be the best player.
7 foot, 195. I'm only 10 pounds lighter than this guy.
I mean, they had that one guy.
That is sad.
You also had that one guy saying he's better than LeBron James.
Yeah, that's
well, he came out. This is Benedict Mathurin. I don't even know how to say
Who
his name.
Who would name their kid Benedict?
Benedict. Well, he's
that's
Canadian.
His first name?
He's, yeah, he okay. said, a lot of people say he's great. I want to see how great he is. I don't think anybody is better than me. He is going to have to show me he's better than me. LeBron ain't going to have to show anyone named Benedict anything, all right? LeBron is one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time. And your name's Benedict, playa.
The only Benedict LeBron's worried about is eggs.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yes. A little hollandaise sauce on that.
Homie appreciate did his it, job, yeah. though, because yeah. we're talking about him out of Chico, California.
Yeah, fair enough.
You feel me?
Right. I mean, he does have a, yeah, that's what some people like, yeah. like the bravado from him, but no.
Yeah, not
but
me.
Still, you're an idiot, bro.
Not me.
I mean, yeah, you got to have the confidence, but there's certain difference between confidence and stupid.
Like,
you're
there
stupid.
Is, there is now a part of me that wants to see LeBron baptize him.
Oh, you know? He's yeah. going to.
Oh, easily.
He's best believe, if they play each yeah. other, LeBron's going to have a field day on him.
He sure
just
will.
Just fold it on his face.
I look forward to that game. Mark it now. Lakers-Pacers. Whenever that game comes up, you got to watch it. This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Want to give a shout-out to you, the listener, again. Talking about practice with your boy, Jarrell. Got my man, Derek, Rudy, Statman Brad all in the building today. Once again, thank you for rocking with us, and thank you to our friends over at C&A Cleaning. Serving Chico, Paradise, Durham, and Oroville since 1989, bonded and insured, C&A Cleaning offers regular and one-time residential and commercial cleaning services using environmentally friendly cleaning products. C&A Cleaning also offers ultrasonic blind cleaning. For more information or for employment opportunities, call C&A Cleaning at 514-7738.
What's ultrasonic blind cleaning? Is that like they go in there blind and just clean everything so you don't have to worry about what you leave behind?
I would recommend you call 514-7738. They could probably explain it to you.
Probably would be. But I'm just saying, like, you'd be like, all right, just go in there and clean it. Don't look at you. Keep these on, but clean everything.
Ultrasonic.
Whatever it is, clean it.
Yeah, I don't care what it is.
Don't matter what it is, clean it.
I think they're talking about blinds.
Oh, blinds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my fantasy's gone now. Thank you.
Sometimes missing an S can really make things confusing for people. So
blinds.
Yeah, yes. I would guess.
Yeah. Is there blinds in there?
No, it's there's no S.
Ultraviolet.
No.
Ultraviolet.
Ultrasonic blind cleaning.
So maybe it is blinds, but maybe
I'm guessing it. Like,
or maybe they found a cure to blindness.
All right, moving on. Shout out to CNA Cleaning. Thank you so much for supporting our show. Also to our friends over at Northern Star Mills. Oh, man. We got a lot to still get to today, including the news, which we will do right now.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
Time for the news. We're going to keep it short. Only a couple stories for you today. Like I said, we got a lot to get to. I want to give Erin her cup shine. She needs it. That being said, got to give a shout out to my girl, Kate Oakley. Now, usually when I think of Canada, I don't think much of anything good these days. And we never have from the beginning, so it's not like anything's changed. You know, we've always looked down upon Canada. Well, they sit at the top of us.
Drake. That's it.
Soft. This Canada's soft right now, but this lady, Kate Oakley, has proved me wrong.
Oh.
Kate Oakley, she's a mom. She's got a 4-month-old baby. She's breastfeeding that baby, doing her thing, doing her part to help this baby grow.
All right.
She's also got a dog. I'm sorry, not a dog, a goose, a pet goose.
Oh.
A pet goose named Franklin.
Franklin,
which I love.
Goose. It's a good name for a
goose. It's a fantastic name for a goose. Now, Franklin's out and about enjoying his happy day when, unfortunately, said goose became the target of said attack by said bald eagle. What? That's right. We had some bird-on-bird crime right now, y'all.
Turf wars.
I was going to say, serious ones. Now, Kate heard the quacks of help. Squawks.
Squawks
sounds about squawks. Right. Of help from her boy, Franklin, and had to come running out while still breastfeeding her baby daughter. And luckily was able to fend off said bald eagle from taking Franklin away and having a little duck confit. Because that's on their menu later, okay? Luckily, they'll be able to eat Franklin some other time.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
But still, footage shows good old Kate with 4-month-old baby still breastfeeding.
Still
attached. Yeah, so baby's still getting dinner and a show right now.
She's getting
dinner and a show right now. Yeah. Well, good old Kate Oakley fends off the eagle and keeps good old Franklin alive.
Damn, that's savage.
Shouts to you. That's squawking. I am white. Squawking. Okay, I am reading it. Squawking. We got it. Kate Oakley, you're a mom of the day.
That's an eagle, too, not a black crow. Right?
No,
that's a full-on eagle.
That's an eagle right
there. That's respect, bro.
Did they say what type of eagle it was?
Bald eagle.
Bald eagle? Okay.
I could say that in my...
Okay, well, I was on the phone.
Oh, yeah,
I was taking care of some stuff.
You
it's okay.
I said it twice, but I did. I did say it. Listen.
I'm joking.
I'm going to slap that beard right off of your face.
You know you like it.
You did say it twice.
That's cute. Were you on the phone with somebody?
I can multitask. Okay, walking and chewing gum. Puppy chow. Next story. Keeping it moving. So we may move a little international, y'all. As a man, an Austrian man, is having himself quite a tussle. As he had himself a little tussle with a Cambodian lady.
Ooh.
But guess what?
Uh-oh.
It wasn't a lady?
Dude didn't wrap it up.
Oh.
So it was a lady.
Oh, okay.
But didn't wrap it up. And unfortunately... got himself gonorrhea.
Ooh.
But not just any form of the clap. The super clap.
Ooh!
Now, this super clap is antibiotic resistant.
Oh.
And poses actual major public threat to medical, to global medical health out there. So careful out there, y'all.
Damn.
Wrap it up these days.
So,
because you can get super gonorrhea or kids. Either one of them are bad, okay? Can't get rid of them all, apparently, all right?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. You get everything?
So, this, again, this new strand of gonorrhea seems to be...
The one.
Can't get rid of this one. Stuff. Joining that group of STDs.
Super gonorrhea. Wow.
So watch out, y'all. Like I said, condoms. They save lives.
Sometimes.
That's the news.
Stepman Brad's reaction to that entire story was very confusing to me.
I feel like it was someone who never knew what STDs were.
Yeah, there was like the first thing going on. There was some oohs and ahs going on. I'm just confused. Like, you were excited for my man catching the super clap.
You're happy for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just all these news stories are like, you know, kind of solemn. So I was trying to bring some light. I don't know. I'm just in a good mood today, okay?
Hey, let's make super gonorrhea happy, guys. Yeah. Right, let's make it good.
Why are you in such
let's
a good
mood?
Let's
make a nice, happy song about it.
It was just a good day today. Mm. Today was a good day.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, Ice Cube. All right.
Yeah.
Let's bring on Erin.
Please.
Our foreign correspondent.
Save us.
She classes up the show. I can guarantee that she is not going to give us any news stories about gonorrhea, but she might give us a news story about her Colorado Avalanche winning the Stanley Cup after she predicted that they would be hoisting the Lord Stanley and facing the Lightning. If you took her advice, you made some money. So congratulations to Erin, not only for her team winning, but accurately at the beginning of the Stanley Cup playoffs, accurately predicting the final. Congratulations, Erin.
Thank you. I cannot tell you how good it feels. Not only did I call Avs, I did say Avs in six. So, like, incredible. I'm truly impressed with myself. It is the crowning glory of my life, and everything is downhill from here, which is unfortunate, but that's okay. I've made it. I have peaked, and I know none of you will know what that feels like, but that's okay. Guys, yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
I mean,
it looks glorious from down here, but I wish you could be up there with you.
Yeah, and congrats on that. And I apologize. I completely spaced, and I did not place that bet.
Oh!
I was with Derek earlier in the week. I'm like, your sister's going to hate me because that's going to hit. He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, the 4-2 prediction. He goes, he just looked at me, stared in the eyes, and she's going to kill you. So I owe you dinner. I owe you lunch.
At least there's a record of it. I called it. I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, so
that would have been a nice payday. I'm just simply saying.
That would have been a great payday.
It would have been a nice payday.
My bad. Yeah. I completely spaced on it.
And I'm going to say, Erin, he was actively rooting for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
On certain occasions. Yeah. Certain occasions.
He wanted you all to win it, but he's
I'm a betting man. It's game by game basis.
No, I just want to say, Erin, there were times
I lost quite a bit of money on the series, but it's okay. The Avalanche won.
Yeah, it feels pretty great. I'm not upset about it, that's for sure.
So, take us through the evening. How did you celebrate? Were you responsible?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, as you get older and you have a job, I had a few seltzers, and that's just it. You know, it's you just living the glory is just kind of all that you need. So, yeah, disappointing, I know.
Nothing says but you're in your 30s more than I had a few seltzers to celebrate.
Yeah.
I get
Any
it.
Any more than that, it's hangover city, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. The worst part about being in your 30s is the hangovers hit different.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that's not in my 30s? Yeah, you're in your 30s,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, thanks
okay.
for reminding me.
Just want to make sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm there in like a few months, so.
You're also the only Jew, okay?
Yeah.
And the only redhead here, right?
And only redhead. I mean, remember, we can't have more than one.
That is true.
Or else we have to fight to the death.
That's facts. All right, Erin, so obviously a very cool moment for you. But you and I were talking off air a bit about the Lord Stanley, the trophy itself. So let's discuss, because this is the best trophy in sports. For those of you unfamiliar, they etch the names of all the players and the coaches who win the Stanley Cup every year. And as they build the trophy and put more and more rings, they pop the old ones off and send it to the Hall of Fame. So just a super cool trophy. People, hockey fans all over are just in awe of this. I mean, hockey fans that weren't rooting for either the Lightning or the Avalanche were in the stadium or in the arena that night just to get a glimpse of the trophy. So if you could, can you give us some maybe interesting facts or why the trophy is renowned as the best trophy in sports?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there will be a lot of discussion here, right? The Stanley Cup is obviously the greatest of all the trophies, right? Just because, I mean, the history that it has, because their names are engraved on it. And then I personally think the coolest thing about the Stanley Cup is that each player gets to have a day with it. And the shenanigans that happen with the Stanley Cup are just like wild. I mean, I think we've all heard the stories, you know, you go to sleep with it, you drink beer out of it. You know, it's really cool. I mean, the Stanley Cup, it is a cool name, but I mean, the Lombardi Trophy, it's cool, but we all remember when Tom Brady threw it last, when he won in Tampa and, you know, the original, I think it was like the original maker's daughter was all pissy about it. And, you know, no one would ever get upset about the Stanley Cup getting dropped in water. It just happened. So it originated in 1892 by Lord Stanley. And it is just, it's had a wild ride. I think one of the coolest stories that I read about was these two kids, Patrick and Lynn Muzz. Apparently the Stanley Cup was just hanging out in their dad's basement. They found it, they etched their names on it, and then 15 years later in 1940, they won the Stanley Cup with the New York Rangers, and they got their names actually engraved on it.
That is awesome.
True story. Absolutely true story.
Have you ever got to see the Stanley Cup in person?
I have not, no. But, yeah, I would love to.
So when I was a kid, the San Jose Sharks would do fan day, as most teams do. And for whatever reason, they had the Stanley Cup there, even though they've never won it. And it was pretty cool. I remember being in awe of it as a kid. And it's just such a cool-looking trophy. And, again, the history behind it. And the fact that they do etch all the names is just, it's just so unique compared to any other sport. So,
you also got dented last night though, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Like
classic.
Immediately.
That might be the quickest that trophy's ever been dented or bruised in any way, shape or form.
Yeah.
It's surprising it doesn't happen more often, as hammered as those players get after the,
So it does happen often, and there are stories about it being fixed in, like, home, you know, workshops, like, welded on, taken to auto body shops. Like, no, it has been through the ringer.
Didn't it get ran over last year, too? Or 2 years ago?
I wouldn't be surprised, but it has been dropped off buses. It has been kicked into canals. It has been lit on fire on a number of occasions.
And I believe it went missing a few years ago as well. I'm pretty sure Ovechkin had something to do with that, because that guy was hammered for an entire summer.
There is a guy, keeper of the cup, a man that has to be with the cup at all times, no matter what. And that guy must
have been... His name is Phil. Yeah, Phil Pritchard. Yeah, that's his job full-time. It's gone missing a couple times, amazingly enough. And this is a fact that I actually didn't know. The original cup that was commissioned by Lord Stanley is in a museum in Toronto. It's much smaller than the one today. But there are actually two Stanley Cups. There's the presentation one, and then there's the quote-unquote permanent one, which is in the Hockey Hall of Fame. And so that's kind of the one where they, you know, they fix all the spellings. And the presentation trophy is the one that goes around. And, in fact, what year was it? I can't remember what year, but they realized it was taking a lot of damage. So the NHL created this copy, like this exact replica, and they didn't know. Nobody knew for 4 years, and somehow it got out that the one that was being presented was not the real one. So now it's you know, everybody knows technically. But I don't know. Is it the real Stanley Cup? There's sort of two of them. It's a little bit weird.
That is a little disheartening to know that there's a fake out there. A fake that's not a fake. A fake that's like trying to be a real one. But it's like that takes away the I feel like to know that there's a guy out there who has it, but then there's a real one still around.
Yeah.
Like that just takes away the fact that I had the Stanley Cup for 24 hours.
Yeah, that's fair.
That hurts a little bit.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a bummer, but it doesn't change the fact that the Stanley Cup that you had last year has been around. I mean, I think the replica was created like in the 60s. So the one that's going around has been around for like, you know, 60 years. So it's still, you know, seen some crazy things.
Because I will say they probably do need to have that, because, especially when they tour around like for the stadiums. They got to bring the fake one out for that one because like you don't want to have kids touching where like, probably, you know,
weird things have happened.
You know?
Got you.
Yeah.
Real quick, Aaron, we're going to transition here because it is baseball season now. There's no other major sports in the U.S. going on. So I just wanted to ask you a couple quick questions because you have been to how many stadiums now? Did you say 12 last time we talked about it?
I think it's like closer to 16, and then Nathan has been to a couple more than I have.
Okay, so 16 total stadiums. Which is your favorite of all the stadiums?
I mean, obviously Dodger Stadium, right? But I won't. I won't. It's a classic. Everyone should go. You should visit it.
That's old, okay? It's got some history.
It's a good once over, and that's about it for me.
I went a few months back, and it is old. So, who has the best food of the stadiums?
Ooh, best food. You know what's crazy is this is not helpful to anyone. There is a minor league stadium here in Salt Lake City, and there's this barbecue truck.
Salt Lake City barbecue
is so good. It's so, so good. If you come to Salt Lake City, go to a Bees game and get the barbecue. It's unreal. Okay. Absolutely unreal.
Who has the most hardcore diehard fans?
Ooh, I'm probably Philadelphia. I think that we saw the most fans there.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Who do we... Yeah, even thinking over it. Yeah, I'm gonna go Philly. Yep, the stadium was pretty full both times.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, we will catch up with you next week. Excellent as always. Thank you for joining us. And we'll catch up with you in 2 weeks. We're off next week.
Yep.
Ching. Sounds good, guys. Talk to you later.
All right, later. Thank you as always to Aaron for joining us, classing up the show, bringing the goodness. Rudy, I don't want to get to your job because I don't want to search for it. You just want to give us a couple picks?
Si, senor. So we got, what do I got? Yankees over the A's. They started a 3-game series today at home. I got the Giants over the Tigers at home. Please, Giants, come back and win because we are in a free-for-all.
Yeah.
And I got the Dodgers over the
Rockies.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, let's get that money, boys. Let's go.
Appreciate it. Do you want to do some foot and mouth? Because I have some questions about soccer.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out at a barn side.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
That's right, y'all. It is time for Foot in Mouth. And unfortunately, we should be having a glorious time with Foot in Mouth right now. It should be a spectacular moment for the world to enjoy the beautiful game that is football, because the World Cup should be happening right now. But no!
That's correct.
No! It's in Qatar, Qatar.
It's Qatar.
Whatever you want to call that godforsaken place, right? Ever. Happening not until November. So you gotta wait. And it's not gonna feel right.
It ain't.
It's not going to feel the right that I'm not going to be able to have World Cup games in the summertime, because that's what it's supposed to be. It's how it always has been. But no, we want to change it around. So, keep to keep us entertained right now. They gave us some foo-foo competition. Didn't pay any attention to it, though. I'm not going to give you my time not and energy watching that. I have to watch the transfer market right now. And the transfer market now has been going crazy. Except if you're a Man United fan. Crickets. Absolutely nothing. Barcelona tries to buy Harry Maguire from them. Nope.
They're like, we don't want him.
We don't want him. No, we want him. We're not going to let you have him. We're not going to sell him. Why not? Sell the man. Get some money. Make some valuable moves. Haven't done it whatsoever. But for the most part, a lot of teams around them are. Unfortunately for Lewandowski, his bid to try to get to Barcelona is being put on hold.
Is it really?
It has not happened. Bayern's not letting him go.
Wow.
Bayern's not letting him go, and they just signed Sané, too.
Indeed, they did.
Taking Liverpool's man. Liverpool went out and got themselves Darwin Nunez from Benfica, a nice young budding star. And obviously the big one was Man City being able to secure the ridiculously low buyout clause from Borussia Dortmund for a mere £65 million.
That's
for that man, yeah. For Erling Haaland going to Man City for only £65 million is ridiculous. The man probably it's like about 75 mil. It's nothing. That man should be $150 million to $200 million player right there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we get to watch right now. You don't get any World Cup play because the stupid corruptness that is FIFA. And we get to watch the fact that we will get some new budding European talent on some great MLS soil. That's right. Good old Gareth Bale. Heading his way to Los Angeles. LAFC just signed themselves a megastar. Could be interesting to see. The guy is still a useful player out there.
Still, I mean, he hasn't played in
Well,
he's
playing for Real Madrid.
Yeah, I know, but he never plays.
Yeah, because they hate him.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a hate-hate relationship over with Gareth Bale and Real Madrid.
Yeah.
He loves Wales. He loves playing golf. And he likes still playing football. Yeah. And he's going to be playing it for LAFC. So right on for him. So you have some questions?
Sure.
Oh, what's up with Salah?
He is with Liverpool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he wants to be entertained more, I feel. I'm not exactly sure how they're going to handle it because, I don't know, maybe he feels Darwin Nunez coming in is a little contradictory to what he wants to be. I think he was never like sharing the spotlight with Sané. It was that seemed sometimes obvious. He wants to be that man.
The guy on that team, yeah.
And he still is.
Yeah.
But at the same point in time, this Nunez player.
He's a stud. Yeah, and he only has 1 year left on his contract, and he kept on saying that he doesn't want to re-sign for an extended period of time. So, we'll see.
I mean, the guy's he's on the older side.
Yeah.
And I don't know where he... I haven't heard any noise of him wanting to play elsewhere. Of like, there's a certain team that he's like, this is the team I wanted to play for. But he's I want to say he's around 30.
Yeah, yeah, okay. 100%.
Yeah, so he's not... He's still in his prime, but his prime is it's fading soon, if not already.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we could see just seeing this. I think he will be there with them next year. That seems to be at least maybe until summer, the winter transfer.
We'll see.
Because if he doesn't resign, they want to get something for him.
Yep.
Because you see so many people out there, not so many, but you see a number of teams out there lose out on star players for absolutely nothing. And that's not something a team ever wants to be put in the situation of.
Yeah.
That's only if you're like PSG that doesn't care about money or Man City or any of those big baller
ones right there. Yeah. But when you get something like that, and Liverpool is one of those teams, they're a smart money club. They make
probably
really,
the best in the Premiership.
Probably in the Premiership 100%. Yeah. The way they're able to buy young talent and flip them around and turn them into something, that speaks volumes to that team, that front office they have, the scouts they have, Jurgen Klopp in particular, of how he's able to utilize the players too. I mean, they were a fantastic team. They probably were the best team. They just ran into a Real Madrid squad that had a little spark of dust on them.
It was destined for them to win.
Yeah. The way that we were playing, it had a certain... It needed to be done that way.
And Chelsea's great of scouting players, but we're like, no, we don't want you anymore. Go ahead and leave.
So Lukaku, he's left himself Chelsea. Yeah, he's back in Inter.
Pogba went to...
Is he in Juventus now?
Yes, he went to Juve.
So it's finally in Juve, yeah. So players are moving left and right.
Sterling might be at Chelsea. We'll see. Knock on wood. We need a striker. We'll see.
And Man City has got themselves at Haaland. That's going to be a fun...
Oh, and dude from Brazil that went to Arsenal. Oh my God, what's his name?
Jesus.
Yes.
Gabriel Jesus.
Yes.
And also at the same point in time, PSG, not happy with Neymar either. So you might see Neymar
on the move.
Living up to that Brazilian stereotype, unfortunately.
Yep. Laziness.
Yes.
All right.
That's putting him out, y'all.
Very good. Do you got to grind my gears before we get out of here?
I do, but the one I have is, I mean, I got to get a look up for one. Okay, because the one I had is a rant. It's a rant and a half.
Oh, well, maybe we save that one.
Yeah, you got to save that one.
We'll save it for 2 weeks from now. So look forward to that, ladies and gentlemen. In 2 weeks, you'll hear Derek's grinds my gears rant. I will say real quick.
Just do that again.
Okay.
You know what really grinds my gears?
General customer service everywhere right now.